Dear student, welcome to e-learning educational program. Now, I am going to start module 3. In this module, we will discuss about the various example and the exercise question answer from chapter 10, circle. Now, let us see the example number 2. Two tangents TP and TQ are drawn to a circle with the center O from an external point T. We have to prove that angle PTQ is equal to 2 times of angle OPQ. We are given a circle with the center O, an external point T, and two tangents TP and TQ to the circle, where P and Q are the point of contact. We need to prove that angle PTQ is equal to 2 times of angle OPQ. Angle PTQ is equal to theta. Let us consider that the angle QTP, or also you can say that angle PTQ is equal to theta. Now, by the theorem number 10.2, TP equal to TQ, because of if we draw a tangent from an external point on the circle, then the length of both tangent will be same, right? So TP equal to TQ. So angle TPQ is an isosceles triangle. Therefore, angle TPQ is equal to angle TQP. That will equal to half of 180 minus theta degree. That will equal to 90 minus theta by 2. Also, by the theorem, we know that the tangent is always perpendicular to the radius. So, angle OPT is equal to 90 degree. So, angle OPQ is equal to angle OPT minus angle TPQ is equal to 90 minus of whole bracket of 90 minus theta by 2. It gives theta by 2. That means we say that angle PTQ is equal to 2 times of angle OPQ. Now let us see a numerical problem. Say it's a from a point Q, the length of the tangent to a circle is 24 cm and the distance of Q from the center is 25 cm. The radius of circle is what? Option A, 7 cm, option B is 12 cm, option C is 15 cm, or option D is 24.5 cm. So easily we can calculate which option is correct. Suppose that a circle whose center is O and the tangent length PQ is equal to 24 cm. As per the question, the distance between the center of the circle to the external point Q is 25 cm, right? So we know that the radius is a perpendicular to the tangent. Therefore, OP is perpendicular to PQ. In triangle OPQ, by the Pythagoras theorem, we say that OP square plus PQ square equal to OQ square, which is equal to OP square equal to 625 minus 576, or OP square is equal to 49. And as you know that a root of 49 is equal to 7, so OP equal to 7. Therefore, the radius of the circle is 7 cm. Hence, option A is correct, which is 7 cm. Now, see the next question. In figure 10.11, if TP and TQ are the two tangents to a circle with a center O, so that angle POQ is equal to 110 degree, then angle PTQ is equal to what? Option A, 60 degree, option B, 70 degree, option C, 80 degree, option D, 90 degree. Given that TQ and TP are the two tangents of a circle, we know that the radius is perpendicular to the tangent, thus OP is perpendicular to TP and OQ is perpendicular to TQ. Implies that angle OPT is equal to 90 degree and angle OQT is also 90 degree. In a quadrilateral, POQT angle OPT plus angle POQ plus angle OQT plus angle PTQ, that is sum of the interior angle in a quadrilateral, that will equal to 360 degree. That is 90 plus 110 plus 90 plus angle PTQ is equal to 360 degree. So after solving, we got angle PTQ is equal to 70 degree. Hence, option B is correct, 70 degree. Now, next question is, prove that the tangent drawn at the end of the diameter of a circle are parallel. First of all, we have to draw a circle and along the diameter, end of the diameter, we have to draw the two tangent, say, is a PQ and RS from the point A and B. Please see the diagram. So let AB is the diameter and PQ and PQ and RS are the tangents drawn at end of the diameter. We know that the radius is perpendicular to the tangent, therefore OA is perpendicular to RS and OB is perpendicular to PQ. Angle OAR equal to 90 degree and angle OAS equal to 90 degree. Also, angle OBP is equal to 90 degree and angle OBQ is 90 degree. From the above, we have angle OAR is equal to angle OBQ because of these are the alternate angle, and angle OAS equal to angle OBP. Also, these are alternate angle. Since alternate angle are equal, hence PQ is parallel to PS. Now, let us discuss the next question. Question is, prove that opposite sides of quadrilateral circumscribing a circle subtended supplementary angle at the center of circle. So, please see the diagram. There is a quadrilateral ABCD, okay, and there is a point between AB is P, BC is Q, and CD is R, and AD is S. So, in triangle OAP and triangle OAS, OP equal to OS, because of the same radii. AP equal to AS because of the tangent drawn from the external point A. OA equal to AO, which is common, and triangle OPA, which will be congruent to the triangle OCA by the SSS congruency rule. Hence, angle POA is equal to angle SOA, or you can say that angle 1 equal to angle 8. Similarly, angle 2 equal to angle 3, angle 4 equal to angle 5, as well as the angle 6 equal to angle 7. As we know that sum of all angles at the point O is 360 degree. Therefore, sum of all angles, that means angle 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8, that will equal to 360. Now, rearranging these angle, angle 1 plus angle 8, angle 2 plus angle 3, angle 4 plus angle 5, angle 6 plus angle 7, that will equal to 360 degree. After solving, we get angle 1 plus angle 2 plus angle 5 plus angle 6 equal to 180 degree, or angle AOB plus angle COD is equal to 180 degree. Similarly, we can prove that angle BOC plus angle DOA is equal to 180 degree. Hence, the opposite side subtended the supplementary angle at the center.